Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome everybody. Let's get started on the call. And just to orient everybody, this is a webinar. There's no video component to it. It is being recorded, and all the recordings will be on the website at sedona.com as per usual. My name is Wei Hin Chan. I am situated in Toronto, Canada, and I am a certified Sedona Method instructor and a certified coactive coach, as well as a retired clinician. I spent quite a few years, decades, working as a physiotherapist and then working as a hospital and policy healthcare administrator. And I am now a full-time coach and instructor. So that's my background. Welcome to all of you. I so appreciate you taking the time and spending it with all of us on this call. I tend to like to start with just a general release. We'll do a quick one and then I'll take calls. So let's do a general release. And then if you have any questions, any shares, any ask for facilitation, the floor will be yours. I am good to go till just a bit after 3 o'clock, and I will definitely try to work out the time to make sure as many of you who have your hands up are able to share as you wish. So, in this moment, let's start with a general release with everybody. If you could allow yourself to just be in this moment, just be. And just notice what is here, what is showing up for you. Notice what's in your body, especially around sensations. Is there anything in your body asking for attention, any tightness, any specific sensations, any even that openness? Just check. How does it feel to be sitting here on this call or lying or standing, whichever form that you're showing up in? Could you welcome that? Beautiful. Could you also welcome any thoughts? Or if the word welcome is a bit pushy for you, then just notice it. Notice whatever shows up in the form of thoughts and feelings. Just notice them. And with those thoughts, notice if there's any wanting to go forward. Is there any, sense of anticipation, perhaps wondering what is going to come through way today? She's a little bit of a nutcase sometimes, right? Oh. Maybe it's wisdom. Who knows? Is there any anticipation? And in that thought process, is there any going back? The last time I was on a call like this, this is what happened. Just notice what shows up in the form of thoughts. Notice also any belief. And are there any beliefs that are showing up that these calls usually bring this, and this to my life or to the hour? Notice if there's any thoughts and beliefs attached to the Sedona Method. Are there any stories there? And just simply notice them all. As you notice all of those sensations, the thoughts, the beliefs, the stories, could you also notice if there's any wanting to change them? Is there any wanting to resist them? Just notice that. Notice that wanting to change it, to push it away, or to attach to it. And could you simply allow yourself to simply be with that experience? Notice also how personal it all feels, that this is my experience. I'm on this call. Notice the I am the me. Just notice it. Sit. And in all of that noticing, could you allow yourself to notice what is your heart's deepest desire? That's it. Notice all that arises. What is your heart's deepest desire? And if you could just welcome that. And be that. And could you rest in that? Okay. Great, great. Let's start there. I see two hands are up. I am going to go in the order that the hands showed up. And Zara. If I, and also if I mispronounce your name, just please correct me, if it matters to you, okay? Zara, you
Hi.
are,
Can you hear me?
you're on the call.
Thank you. So just let me know how I can best start.
Oh, just it's your floor right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think what I need assistance with is my older son is starting university. And there is some deadlines with paperwork. And when I try to remind him, he gets very stressed and almost says, I can't do this right now. And once it just pretty much hangs up, and I am, and now the deadlines are getting closer and closer, as in it's only 72 hours left. And so there's a lot of stress, and obviously I don't have control. I can't make him. He needs to, I think he wants to, but I guess I just wish it was not so stressful and easier because I think the truth is if he would just be on top of it, I'd have less stress.
Yes. I very much understand this. I've got three kids. Two of them are in university. One is coming up to I'll be facing the same stress this time next year. Oh, goodness. Okay, so in that story, in that experience that you're having right now in this moment, could you allow yourself to just really experience that you just shared? Okay, just notice everything, all of that story, all of what you just said. And you talked about stress. You talked about the time being 72 hours. And if you really check in, what is your heart's deepest desire around this issue?
I just want everything to work out for him and just for everything to be okay.
Okay, so could you allow yourself to imagine just for a moment that everything has worked out and everything is okay? Just notice it. Everything is fine. And what is your experience? What is showing up for you when you allow yourself that possibility in this moment?
Just the body just relaxes, right? The shoulders drop. There's a bit more ease,
Okay,
more room
could
to
you,
breathe.
beautiful, beautiful, could you just notice that? Notice how the relaxation shows up in your body. You talked about your muscles, the shoulders are relaxed. Notice where else the relaxation shows up. You mentioned your breath. What else?
I guess the mind can move to something else.
Okay.
It's like I can take my attention off of that.
Okay, and where would you like to put your attention?
Work.
And
Other
then,
things that I would like to do. Yeah.
okay. And when you think about these other areas you'd like to put your attention to, what is showing up for you? What are you aware of?
Well, a bit of a pull back towards the worry. So it's like if I didn't have that, then I could have a bit more, like it wouldn't be a split. The attention wouldn't be split.
Okay, so then just notice that thought. My attention is like it splits. Is this or that? Just notice that and notice that energy of separation. And notice the belief that if I didn't have that, I could focus on this. Oh, but as I focus on this, I can't really focus on this because I have to focus on that. Do you see that? So could you just notice some more that separation of that energy of separation, the wanting of separation? And just check, does it have to be like that?
I guess not, no. I guess that's my choice, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, so in this moment, just notice the energy of separation, like the idea that it has to be this or that. Notice the personalization that it's my choice. Just notice that and simply just notice it. And as you notice that, is there a wanting control, wanting separation, wanting approval, wanting security? What are you aware of? Or is it all of those?
I'd probably say like the security, safety piece, just that
Okay.
knowing that it's all okay.
So could you allow yourself to feel that wanting security and safety? Really notice that wanting security and safety. And could you allow yourself to experience it in its entirety, in the sensations, the way it shows up in your body, in the thought processes, in the way it shows up in whatever form it does in your thoughts? Your cognition. Then notice how it shows up in belief. You might be able to, notice a belief system here around security and safety. Or some people like to call it a story. And just notice all of that. Notice all of that wanting security and wanting safety. Would you rather keep wanting security or would you rather have security?
Having.
Okay, could you allow yourself then to simply drop the wanting of security? drop the wanting of security, the wanting of safety. Would you drop the wanting of security? And when?
I can do it now.
Great. How does it feel?
Feels better. Lighter.
There's quite a bit of unwinding. See if you could rest in that lightness that you mentioned. Okay. Just really notice it. Is that welcome right now? Beautiful. Could you allow yourself to rest in that lightness? Could you allow yourself to approach this whole situation around the applications in that lightness? Would you allow yourself to approach the application in this lightness? And when?
Can do it now.
Amazing. How's that?
Yeah, it's so good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You're so
Thank
welcome.
you.
Thank you for sharing.
Welcome.
All right, Bobby.
Oh, I just wanted to share the game that it's I really appreciate the release before and also just the support calls. And there's so many gains in my life and flow, no matter what the
Oh.
challenges are, just from making release and constant. That's all I wanted to share. Just my gratitude
Oh.
for the method.
Well, and thank you for sharing and thank you for your presence. Anytime you're releasing, you know, it's not just for you, it really helps everybody move along. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I
Okay.
appreciate you.
Okay, I appreciate you too.
Okay, before I take the next call, let me just remind you that Hale is organizing a 6-day course coming up. It's starting up on August the 11th, and it's 6 days long. And what is going to happen is quite innovative. The course is called Keys to Effortless Releasing. It will involve Hale and four certified Sedona Method instructors and coaches. So you get to experience some of the coaches in this format. And it sounds like this will be one of, hopefully, one of many that will be coming up where you'll get to meet some of my colleagues, some of us newly certified coaches and instructors. Okay. If you want any more information, just go to sedona.com, you know, toggle through the menu to events and programs, and please sign up. Right, so the next person who has their hand up is Kartika. Please help me with your name.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
How do you say your name?
You pronounce it correctly by any chance?
Oh, yes, thank you. That's awesome.
You're
What's
welcome.
yeah, you've got the floor. What's going on?
Well, I need some assistance.
Okay.
So just recently I found out after I digging and digging and digging, I found out that the route from the recurring events in throughout my life is there is a feeling that I am unsafe. I feel not safe because I'm growing up around my mother and my father, that they accidentally giving me the feeling of that I'm not safe, and I would like to be free from that. Would you please?
I'll invite everybody else to notice what comes up for your body and mind as we do this together. The topic of safety is very timely, and Katika, what I'll do is I'll do a group release, and but I'll keep you unmuted and we'll check in with you, okay? So, in this moment, this story of growing up and having a mom, having a dad, and the prevailing story is that as much as everybody tries, right? There's always, you said it perfectly, around accidentally give me the message of feeling unsafe. Is such a beautiful example of the story of humanity. So if we could all sit back and just be and touch base with your heart and your heart's deepest desires. And in that, notice this story of feeling unsafe. And what does that story bring up for you? Going to go backwards. Notice the stories that contributed to feeling unsafe. Very typically, they do start as kids, as children. But then, what other stories add on top of that? When we went to school, are there any stories there? The social norms. What about the rest of our family? What stories sit there that somehow fed into the energy of feeling unsafe?
What's happening? So, is your control today?
Okay, and then go to work. What's there? What stories? What experiences? And then as we seek, as seekers, we come into this healing world. What messages do we get there? The last few calls we've had experiences of people, learning from teachers. And as we learn, some of that safety story gets enhanced. Just acknowledge those stories. See if you could just welcome them all. And then also notice any thoughts that are related to feeling unsafe that may or may not be attached to these stories and these experiences. And in this moment, to notice what shows up in your body to be experienced. So what sensations are showing up to be acknowledged in your body? Is there some kind of tightening that is happening? Any kind of pain? Sometimes there's vibrations in certain parts of the body. Sometimes there's pain that come up as we connect to our sense of safety. May you also notice what is happening with your heart rate, with your breath. Notice also, how quickly so many thoughts and so many stories spin as you notice these sensations. Just take another moment. Just notice how the sensations, the stories, and the thoughts are so automatic. Notice also any wanting to change them or do something about them. Often that comes in the form of, I hate it when I feel this way. When, for example, the breath is caught or that lump in the throat shows up. Oh, I hate it. So then you just kind of want to stop it. That is a wanting to change it. Notice if there's any wanting to cry. And if your body wants to do that, could you simply allow it? Maybe there's some rage. Maybe there's some anger. There's some tightening. The fists come up. I'm ready to fight for my safety. Just notice that. And whatever sensation, whatever experience that showed up in your body, simply notice it. And notice it some more. Notice the wanting to avoid it. Notice the wanting to change it. And could you just simply allow yourself to have the experience that is here now? Some of you, you've moved on and you're so at peace, you're floating. Just notice that. When it comes to wanting security and wanting safety, could you simply notice the wanting? And could you allow yourself to have it? The wanting? Notice how when the wanting comes up, the body tightens up. There's a lot of different sensations, a lot of different stories. Could you simply notice all of that? Notice that automatic reaction. Could you allow yourself to be the very safety, the very security that you so want? And welcome it some more. If welcoming is a bit of a, oh, not a resonant word, could you simply notice the having of security, the having of safety? Oh, that's so beautiful. And could you rest in that security? Could that be enough? Great. How's that?
Well, thank you. That was a huge relief.
Yeah. When this recording comes up, the first little bit was very powerful for you. And I did it a little bit backwards. I went from stories. Usually I go feelings, thoughts, and stories. Right, and there was a lot, and just add your own experiences, right? So welcome all of those,
Okay.
okay? And just do that part. You can just replay that section over and over again, and this applies to everybody else as well, because we just need to untangle that from our brain, right? The neuropsychophysiology of the Sedona method is just really like we hang on to that sense of wanting security based on really old stories and also based on stories that are happening outside of us in the world right now. But we can try to definitely untangle it. Okay.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank
Is
you, Anita.
that yeah, is that a good place to stop?
Yes.
Amazing.
Thank
All the
you.
best. All the
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. So there's iPhone. Hello, iPhone.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't.
It's okay. No need to be sorry whatsoever. If
Yeah.
you don't want your name, that's fine too. What you've got the floor.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Anya.
Hi, Anya. I'm Wei.
Yeah, that my sometimes my phone does this. Usually I have a name on here, but
It
yeah, so
happens.
thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
yeah, so I would like some assistance too. And also there's kind of a question on how to use the Sedona method within a relationship, like within my marriage. So yeah, since a couple of months, there was this story of betrayal with my husband. And we have been working through it, and I was like at my lowest point in my life back in May, and I feel like the Sedona method was the key to my just being able to go through it all and to grow through it all too. And ever since then, before I had already tried to introduce the method to my husband, and he wasn't really open to it. And ever since this story happened, and it got really bad between us, so that I was at the point of saying, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do it anymore, and I would like to leave you. And then he kind of woke up to what he really wants and what he does not want. And I've been introducing the method to facilitate him, and he was facilitating me too, and we've grown through a lot. It feels like it was so intense ever since then, that we like in the end kind of we found each other like anew, and we said yes to each other again. And each of us was like realizing where we were at because we are together for 19 years. And yeah, it's just been like everyone was in their roles as a mom and a dad and just functioning. And yeah, I find with the Sedona method that when we facilitate each other, it's kind of we are also like showing each other our like our inner world and the deepest fears too. And yeah, but sometimes I'm not really sure if this is like a good thing to do because sometimes it gets so intense. Yeah, so yeah,
Okay.
because there was like one
So
situation.
what's your question?
Yeah, so my question is because yeah, I gotta speak about the situation because my husband was facilitating me, and I was opening up a lot, and he was seeing my fears and everything. And in the end, he got a lot of clarity. But while I was being like, oh, it feels good that I was being facilitated and I felt relief, then he seemed to be very sad. And both at the same time, we were at totally different places emotionally. But in the end, he got clarity about yeah, this
Okay.
other woman and
What,
everything.
yeah. So what you are explaining, the way you're explaining and the way you're walking through the story, that is very much how we go through life, right? We understand it through stories, just like the way he understood and achieved clarity through the storytelling, right? This is how we connect. And I just want to make sure that we can get to a point where we are facilitating you and the question that you might have for me.
Yeah, so the question is like kind of do you think that it's a good thing to facilitate each other in a marriage? And is it normal that sometimes you reach this totally different emotionally like states?
This is strictly an opinion, and is an opinion based on experience around facilitating people and facilitating teams and facilitating couples, facilitating people in relationships. And I would say your question is it a good thing? And the default answer is always yes. Okay. And the critical thing is to check in, and I can, since I'm talking to you, it's going to be about you. Check in your expectations and your wantings. Okay, so is there any wanting to control his experience? Is there any
Yes.
wanting security in the relationship?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Is there any wanting separation or oneness? If we do this, if we facilitate together each other, then that is really maybe driven by the wanting oneness. This is how we're going to connect. Right? So check your own desires around what is showing up when you're asking to do this together. And you can do that now, right? So just kind of check in when I suggest and introduce this, what is the motivation? What is driving that? What is my motivation?
Yeah, it's wanting oneness. Yeah.
Okay, so could you welcome that wanting oneness?
Yes.
Really welcome it, Danya. Let it be here. And just notice if there's any storytelling around that oneness is dependent on being with him or facilitating with him or, the other woman not being around. Could all of that exist in oneness?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Yes, beautiful. And notice, did you notice that condition response of it has to be this way or that way? It has to be us together doing something, right? Yeah. Right. So just notice that and notice the oneness again, the wanting oneness and welcome oneness. In this moment, when you hear the word oneness, what is your experience of it?
Yeah, so I feel like I'm thinking of the difference between wanting oneness and just allowing it to be.
And so are you noticing any wanting of it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So and are you noticing any wanting to figure it out? Like, oh, the wanting feels this way and having it feels this way. Can you notice that game, that the ping pong that happens in the brain?
Yes,
Yeah. So just notice that ping ponging, right? Oh, my brain is so smart. Like, this is what wanting feels like, and this is what having feels like. And simply notice that ping ponging. Notice that's what the brain does. Right. And instead of all of that, could you simply notice the oneness? And notice how the ping ponging and the figuring out all happens in oneness.
Yes. Thank
Right?
you.
Yes, I love that. I love that. That was so, yeah, so, yeah, so honest. Exactly. So the betrayal, the wanting to figure it out, the wanting to do the partnership, the wanting to do releasing, is that all happening in oneness?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything that you, the body mind, Vanya, do you need to do anything for any of that to unfold?
I feel like the only thing I can always do is release just me, and whenever I invite him, then he can say yes or no, and
And is that happening? Are you doing that, or is that simply unfolding in oneness?
Oh yeah, it is unfolding in oneness.
Yeah, notice that. Notice that loosening, right?
Yeah, it feels like, yeah, like loosening. Like it wasn't knots before, and now it's kind of untangling.
Could you simply allow that?
Yes.
And could you simply allow life to unfold the way life unfolds?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. How's that?
Yes, it feels like I was holding my fists, and now it feels like they're open hands, and
Yeah. And it's very, it is, it makes sense, right? That the fist will be ready to go, right? It makes sense. So, just having some of that compassion and just noticing that is a natural way that the body will react in the face of this kind of a story, right? But are you that? Are you those fists? Do you need to hold on to those fists? Or could you simply notice that, oh, right?
Yes, I could notice it.
And I mean, really, I always say to people that, it's a good thing that we can make a fist because it means that we're ready to fight. It's just that we don't need to fight all the time, right? It means that when you're ready to throw hands, you're going to be able to throw hands, and that's okay. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you
Oh, you're
so
so
much.
welcome. You're so welcome. Take good care.
You too. Thanks.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
No worries. Okay, I've got Sharon, you've got the floor.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciated the release that you were doing before around, wanting safety. That was that's something that I feel that's really big for me. And I was aware of a sensation in my stomach, and also in my heart and throat. And it feels like it's staying here, and it's around worry, I would say as well. Worrying about a close family member. And I feel that to share a bit of story. I mean, I lost my brother, my only brother, to suicide 5 years ago. And I used to worry about him all the time. And the worst thing that could possibly happen happened. And I just feel that there's been stuff going on today for my nephew. And I just wanted to just release on the sensations and just to let go of feeling controlled by this worrying about him and what's going on for him at the moment. Thanks.
Are these sensations, notice how familiar they are?
Definitely, yeah. It feels like from China. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so familiar. And then notice how they're so, could you notice the tightness and the attachment to like the sensations and the label of worry?
Yeah, it feels like in some ways, it feels like there's a real holding on, believe it or not. And it feels like I'm believing, and the mind is telling me that you've got to hold on for dear life. And I know that's the opposite, but it feels like I'm still doing it, even though, yeah.
So Sharon, what are you holding on to though? You just check, take a moment. There are these sensations. There's the awareness that these sensations are somewhat tied to the sense of worry. There's
Yeah.
a wanting to let go of the worry, but there's also a
Yeah.
wanting to hold on.
Yeah, there's like the push pull, I
So,
suppose. Yeah.
okay. So what are you wanting to hold on? What is it?
Feels like fear comes to mind. There's
You
like a
want to
fear.
hold on to the fear?
I don't really, but that's what it seems.
So this is good. I'm going to challenge you a little bit because because you've been holding on to it through the call, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on to the fear. Could you, in this moment, are you feeling safe to welcome fear? Could you welcome it in all of its glory?
Yeah, it feels like it could even be like more like terror, really.
Okay.
Tense, yeah. Yeah, the
Okay. Do you feel like you want to welcome some terror right now? Could we do that?
Yeah, I'm
What's the
open to.
worst case scenario? What is it? So let's drop in. Welcome the story. There's something I want to hold on. It feels like fear. It feels like terror. It feels like this most horrible thing. And it's somewhat attached to the one of the most horrible losses that I've experienced. The
Yeah.
worst that could happen happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Just notice it. You're safe. We're here with you.
It's just like it feels like grief as well.
Oh, is grief welcomed in this moment? Just notice, yes. Notice the experience in this moment. Okay, let your body do what it needs to do. Could you allow your body? Just let it be, let it do what it needs to do. Okay.
Yeah, I
Okay, just notice. And then notice how there's a propensity of dropping into the head of making sense of it. It could be this, and then just notice how it jumps into a story of it could be this or that, or this is how I felt. Just in this moment, could you allow your body to do what it needs to do, what it wants to do?
Yeah, come.
Yeah.
There's a lot of intense shaking.
Notice it. The body will do what it needs to do. The healing waters come and they wash away. Notice that choking sensation in your throat.
Oh, breathe, yeah.
Yeah. Just notice it. Just notice it. Okay? Just notice it. And how notice how once you notice it, your breath is fine. Okay? Notice that sensation some more. And notice how it transforms, it changes. And you just notice it some more. And just take a breath, take a breath.
Just it felt like it, first it was like grief in the throat, and now it feels like there's a bit of like rage.
Sorry, it feels like what? Well, that doesn't sound like grief.
It felt like grief at first, and then
right,
it's like a real like rage coming up. I am so angry.
Yeah. Okay, rage and anger. Sorry, you broke up a bit. I didn't hear what you were saying.
I feel like it's just I'm just so angry.
Are you angry? Or is it a feeling of anger? Can you just notice that? Anger arises, rage arises, grief arises. And just keep noticing. What else are you aware of?
Yeah, I'm able to see, like, it's just energy. And it feels like just being able to see that there's like a calmer. It's like calmer energy now.
Okay. Could you welcome that calm, more calm energy? And just welcome it some more. And if the word welcome, you'll hear me say this a lot because a lot of people don't like the word welcome. So just notice that.
Feels like there's also like a bit of rage wanting to come up again as well.
And this would keep noticing what comes up for you. And specifically notice the sensations in your body. Okay. You said you had some sensations in your belly. Just keep noticing with all these different labels, what happens to those sensations? Just keep simply notice them.
Yeah, just feel like now I'm just shaking quite
okay.
a lot.
Okay. Is that okay that there's that sensation of shaking?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And just notice if there's any wanting to understand what is happening. Just notice that because that's what the brain does.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's like, why the F did it happen?
That's right.
Why did he go the way he did? He was like the most important person in my life.
How dare he, right? What else?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I suppose I'm really angry about that, yeah.
Okay. Notice that. I am really angry about that. Notice the personalization, how personal it feels. Right?
Yeah, and then it's guilt, you know, guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, right. And so that this is so, I feel so privileged that you are allowing us to witness you. And just notice, Sharon, the I am so angry. And then notice the immediate feeling of feeling guilty for feeling angry.
Yeah.
Okay, and specifically to this situation, notice how personal it feels that you feel angry. And then notice how automatic, as soon as you feel angry, then you feel guilty.
Yeah, then I'm angry at myself, I feel
And
it,
then
yeah.
you feel angry at yourself, and then you feel like, and then I'm sure, like, I don't know, we might as well just welcome the full cadre of, is there shame? Welcome the shame that follows with that too. Just let it all be here. And the process that I would like to walk you through is welcome all the different emotions and feelings, the self-judgment, okay? The self-hate of how could I possibly feel angry that my brother was hurting and the only way he could get that freedom is doing what he did. And then you feel bad for feeling angry. Like there's, notice all of that, how intertwined the enmeshed and the enmeshed the different stories are. Okay. And if, notice all of those feelings and sensations. Could you welcome them all here right now?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Yeah. And notice how personal it all feels. My brother,
Yeah,
my nephew,
yeah.
my worry,
Wow, yeah.
my guilt, my anger, my rage. Notice how personal it all feels. It is so yours, mine, me, I
Yeah, that
have to
just.
do something about it. Just notice that energy of I.
Oh, yeah, it's like I've got to sort it out. Yeah, I've got to. Yeah,
You,
wow.
that's
Yeah.
right. Yeah, exactly. I gotta sort it out. I gotta release. I gotta, and then I gotta reject it. I gotta push it away. Notice all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it, like all that me, my, it's just where it feels it keeps you in the suffering, doesn't it? Really? Wow. Keeps you
Yeah.
all pulled up. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So could you, in this moment, do you feel ready that you could just let go of the personalization of this story, belief, and terrible life experiences?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can.
Could you let go of that personalization, that energy of this is me, this is mine, this is I?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And as you notice that sense of I dropping away, what are you aware of?
Feel like at this moment in time, just like more like an emptiness, like in a positive way, like just calming down, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay. Could you just check in on that emptiness and just look at it or feel it, experience it, and just notice what is that emptiness really? Like, what is that? What is your experience of that? Does that feel, I'll actually be very directive. Does it feel like a sense of my heart is calm, my heart has peace, or does it feel more like a wall, like a blank wall that we've put up to keep that story away from me?
Don't really, the only thing I can think at the moment, I do have like a real heaviness in my heart. I mean, when I said an emptiness, it did feel more of a, it was like a positive rather than a negative, but I am feeling like a real heaviness in my heart right now.
Okay, could you drop the positive, the attachment to it being positive or negative, or it being heavy or light? Just notice that duality.
It feels like there's a knowing being,
you asked me to drop it, I felt like there was a bit of a no in there.
Okay, could you welcome the no? And hold on to it as tightly as you would like.
Yeah, again, it's like the rage comes up again.
Okay. And then what do you notice? Is there any wanting to change the rage from coming up or pushing it away?
Like wanting to hold on to it, I suppose. Like a prote thinking I'm protecting myself.
There you go. There you go. Thank you. So, could you hold on to it for as long as you need to? Could you allow yourself to hold on to it and to protect yourself? I that giggle. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like in some ways it's like I feel like it's I'm in control. And I know that it's like it's not control, but it feels like a false sense of control by holding
You,
on to. Yeah.
there you go. Beautiful. What a beautiful connection. What a beautiful connection to how your brain plays games with you. Are you your brain?
Am I what? Sorry.
Are you your brain and your thought processes? Okay, what are you?
I'm just aware of it.
Beautiful. Could you rest in that awareness?
Oh.
Did you sense that thing that came up for you?
I sense like there was a relief then. Just like being able to drop into beingness, yeah.
Right. So what was behind that relief? The relief of, ooh, I can just drop into this? Could you allow yourself to drop into it?
You know, it's funny because it's like there is like a bit of a not allowing in some ways.
That's right. We okay, wait. It just a few seconds ago, you came up with an understanding of what that is, right? So could you hold on the self-protection? Could you, whenever that comes up, the awareness of yes, I could drop into this freedom, but then the automatic reaction of ooh, but I've got to protect myself. It can't be that easy. Just notice that. That is what we call resistance, right? So just notice that resistance, and then could you welcome that resistance, and then could you allow yourself to just hold on to that protection, the wanting protection, the saying no, and okay, just for the next hour, I just keep practicing that and come back and listen to this, especially for you. I would say the last bit of our call here around when you connected to that. Oh, yeah. It can resolve, but there's a strategy to not let it resolve because that's the identity that we've attached to.
Right. Okay. So just do that over and over until it feels more freer.
Any moment, or not free, because it might be not free. We want freedom, but our interpretation of what that really feels like might really be very different that we think than what we really think, right? Like that
That's
is a very personal experience. And the direct experience you had is that all these sensations and beliefs came up, the I came up, and then it relaxed. And then you're like, oh, it feels calm, it feels positive. But then right after that, there was a heaviness, right? And that's just the way, that's the pattern that we hold, and is a pattern that we've been conditioned to have, right? So then just keep noticing that. And then who knows what's behind that? It might be, honestly, it might be that my definition of freedom was completely different than what true freedom is for me now. There's freedom. Love is in that crying, is love is in that rage, right? There's all of that is freedom.
So
All
just
of that.
the waves, whatever waves come up, just going with each one and just keep releasing and releasing.
And
and
just
just
notice it, yeah. And to
yeah.
if it might help for you to not even, maybe releasing is too much doing for you. There's it brings in too much. I am releasing. That comes up and I release, right? So
Yeah.
maybe it's just simply noticing the waves, like coming into this bit at
Notice.
the end here where you're like, I am aware. So
Yeah.
could you all be aware? Could you allow yourself to be aware of how
Yeah.
these waves arise
Yeah.
and
That
just
makes
notice them
yeah.
arising?
Yeah. That
Okay.
resonates because it feels like I am getting a bit stuck in the wanting to do it and fix it, and
Yeah.
lately I've just realized intuitively saying just notice it and just
Yeah.
allow power that is the way to do the
That's
releasing.
right. That's
Yeah,
right. Just note, allow yourself to notice, allow yourself to be aware of these waves, and then also allow yourself the habit of like noticing the habit of wanting to do something about what arises.
That feels really powerful, that what you've just said to me. Thank you so much. It feels like there was a real, as you were speaking there was a real openness to freedom, to be honest, that, to be able to go beyond this. So I was really surprised that I went through all that. It was really deep and powerful, but I really appreciate your support for that. Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
Well, I need to thank you for allowing yourself that level of vulnerability and for
Yeah.
allowing all everybody on the call and other people who are going to be listening to the call to
Yeah.
experience that. And
Yeah.
it is a if we could allow ourselves to be fully human and to be fully beyond human, then we stand a chance, right? But we
Yeah.
often don't want to feel that uncomfortable. We don't want to feel that pain.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
that rage, that pain, that too is love.
Yeah, when you said that resonated. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
All love is
yeah,
really. Yeah.
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 Okay. Thank you
Thank you
so
so
much.
much.
No,
Thank
I'm
you.
so grateful for you. Take
And I'm
care.
grateful for you. Thank you. Bye.
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 Okay, we went over time. Thank you for those of you who stuck around. And I want to let you all know that I'm very available to support you in any way that I can. Just reach out. I'm on the Sedona webpage. You've got my website there. And also just a last plug around signing up for the upcoming course called Keys to Effortless Releasing is starting on August 11th, and it will have Hale and four newly, actually not all newly, some very experienced certified instructors and coaches. Okay. I think you'll be really quite a fantastic course. All right. I am very grateful for you all. I will bid you goodbye, and please reach out as you feel, if you're inspired to. This is not a sales thing. I am really honestly called to hold space for our community. So please reach out if you need to. All right. Take a moment to check in with your heart's deepest desire and allow yourself to have it. All right. Thank you, everybody.